Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says Iran has been formally put on notice for its ballistic missile launch this week, and he warned that nothing is off the table in dealing with Tehran. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump also continued his condemnation of the agreement that the U.S. and five other world powers reached to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Washington Post newspaper reporting a contentious phone call between President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, reportedly over a deal signed with the Obama administration to settle more than 1,000 refugees held in Australia's offshore detention camps. Turnbull refused to say what they spoke about.
I'm not going to comment on a conversation between myself and the President of the United States, other than what we have said publicly, and you can surely understand the reasons for that. I appreciate your interest, but it's better that these conversations are conducted candidly, frankly, privately. You'll see reports of them. I'm not going to add to them.
Confusion over the refugee settlement deal has already taken its toll on migrants in Australia's offshore processing centres. Promised the chance of a fresh start last year, they now face the prospect of seeing the agreement crumble. The new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, took a firm stance against Russian military action in eastern Ukraine by condemning Moscow's aggressive actions and saying the U.S. Crimea-related sanctions will remain in place. Fighting continues to escalate in recent days between the Russian-backed separatist militia and Ukrainian forces. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis has emphasized America's commitment today to support its allies in Asia against the growing North Korean nuclear threat. He spoke while visiting South Korea. Mattis and his counterpart, South Korean Defense Minister Han Myung-kyu, met privately today in Seoul. Mattis made Northeast Asia his first overseas trip, he says, in order to stress the importance of maintaining the long-standing U.S. alliances with South Korea and Japan, where he will visit next. The new U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has spoken to employees for the first time since being sworn in. He said employees should be permitted to express their political opinions, but that differing personal convictions should not be allowed to harm the government's ability to work as a team.
We're on the same team. We share the same mission. Honesty will undergird our foreign policy, and we'll start by making it the basis of how we interact with each other.
Tillerson spoke the same week a memo was signed by nearly 1,000 State Department officials expressing opposition to President Trump's recent order to temporarily ban travelers from seven countries. European Union heads of state meeting today in Malta for a summit that will focus on curbing migration from Libya. Henry Ridgewell has our report.
Ahead of the summit, European leaders have warned the bloc faces multiple threats, and topping the list is the continuing flow of migrants from Libya. Council President Donald Tusk met Libyan Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj Thursday and pledged Europe support.
Now it is time to close down the route from Libya to Italy.
European officials insist the flow of migrants can be stopped with coordinated action. Analysts say agreeing and implementing a deal with the numerous rival power bases in Libya will be extremely challenging. Henry Ridgewell, London.
An animal rescue organization rushed to help save two remaining animals in the Mosul Zoo after several dozen of them died from starvation and the war amid intense fighting between Iraqi forces and the Islamic State in recent weeks. The Kurdistan Organization of Animal Rights Protection passed through at least five security checkpoints with needed food and water. Before IS occupied Mosul in June of 2014, they used the zoo to raise money. You can get more news by going to our website. We're located at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.